French cartoonists have published
more cartoons insulting and abusing the most revered, respected, and loved personality in the world.
Oh, look!
Muslims are angered and protesting all over the world against this latest travesty.
Oh, look!
This guy is doing another inflammatory stunt that individuals sometimes feel the need to do in the West. I really do wonder if they read it before burning it. Burning the Quran to celebrate freedom of speech. Chab had strongly defended the cartoons as symbolic of freedom of speech. What is the definition of freedom of speech? The right to express any opinions without censorship or restraint. Now, is Islam against free speech and having a free press? Au contraire. Imam Khamenei explains that the duties of the press include reviewing and monitoring, providing honest and transparent information, and conveying and exchanging the opinions and thoughts that exist in society. He says, "I believe that freedom of the press and expression is the inalienable right of the people and the press. I have no doubts about this, and this is one of the basic principles of the Islamic constitution." Islam is the rational and scientific religion which came for the progress of humanity. Now, progress and free press go hand in hand. Imam Khamenei further elaborates that the existence of a free press is one of the signs of the progress of a nation, and indeed it is a source of progress. Now, Islam also teaches that there are certain boundaries which should not be crossed, for crossing those boundaries will not lead to the society's progress any longer, rather they will lead to the decay of society. That's why Imam Khamenei also stipulates all media outlets should take heed of red lines that are not allowed to be crossed by anyone. In the West, freedom of speech is not all-encompassing, okay? You can't just go up to a black guy in the USA and say, "Nigga, what?" You can't just go up to a brown person and say, "You smell of curry, you dirty packy." You can't just go up to a Jew and say, "Where are you hiding the money, you big-nosed pedophile?" No, this is not freedom of speech. This is just pure insult and offense. This is not leading to the progress of society. This is actually decaying society. You're sitting in a theater. You can't just start shouting, "Fire, fire." You're sitting in a plane. You can't just start shouting, "Bomb, bomb, I'm exercising my freedom of speech." No, you're not. You're causing mayhem. You're hurting people's sentiments. You're freaking people out. You're creating chaos and decay in society. Of course, red lines exist in the West, as they should in every society. But now, if we take freedom of speech to be a principle that supports the freedom of an individual or community to articulate their opinion and ideas without the fear of retaliation, censorship, or legal action, do you really think that communities that reject the LGBT agenda are not censored or harassed by the law in the West? Of course they are. You can lose your job if you question the LGBT agenda. Do you think that individuals who exercise their freedom of speech to speak out against the injustices of the West are not retaliated against by the powers that be? Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, which exposed countless hideous and shocking crimes of Zio America, was forced to hide in the embassy of Ecuador for almost 7 years. He's incarcerated today in Her Majesty's prison in Southeast London, England.
No worries.
This is how they treated this act of freedom of speech. Similarly, American whistleblower Edward Snowden, who worked for the CIA, when he realized the crimes of spying and global surveillance the Americans and Europeans were perpetrating, he felt an ethical obligation to leave the CIA and used his freedom of speech to let people know what the American government was scheming. He didn't get a Medal of Honor for serving the interests of the American people. No, 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 no. The USA charged him with espionage and revoked his passport, forcing Snowden to seek the right of asylum in Russia. Did you know that there are a load of interesting books that have been banned by the UK, America, and Western countries? Do you think Google doesn't manipulate search results, censoring some views and opinions? Did you know that the Zio American website Facebook blocked a cartoon by Latouf Cartoons and has assiduously suspended accounts which express solidarity with Palestine? The bottom line is, America is using its powers to censor opinions. And this is nothing new. If you read American history, you'll realize that America staunchly snubbed out and silenced leftist ideologues. Imam Khamenei highlights that if you read some of the literature written by leftist authors, books by Howard Fast, you'll see what shocking facts are brought about, depicting conditions under which leftists lived in the US. The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck and other works also reveal shocking realities about how America would silence anyone they perceived as a threat to the capitalist system. All these things are just the tip of the iceberg of how the West censors, blocks, and silences countless voices. So what's all this talk about freedom of speech? Well, you see, in the West, there are two types of freedom of speech. The first is under the umbrella of the Tahut, the system of Kufr. The second is outside of that umbrella. You can speak as much as you want to inside the umbrella of the Tahut. LGBT pride, I disagree, I'm Republican, I disagree, I'm Democrat, Conservative, Labour, this political party, that one. I believe down is up and up is down. Good for you. I have the right to marry a tree. Yes, you do have the right to marry a tree. I'm a vegan. Yes, you have the human right to be a vegan. Insulting politicians, cultures, races, go for it. Nothing is sacred. Go ahead. Insult Islam, Christianity, religion, God. Insulting the Prophet. It's all good, because it all comes under the umbrella of the Tahut, the system of Kufr. If it doesn't help the Tahut, well, it certainly doesn't weaken them. But if you express your freedom of speech outside of that umbrella, there's the red line. You will be branded as a fundamentalist, radical, anti-Semite, terrorist, traitor, hate preacher, unpatriotic, threat to national security. Insulting the Prophet and the Quran has been placed under the umbrella of the Tahut, justified by the Western illusion of freedom of speech. It is a mark of shame upon liberal democracy. When I was a kid, I attended Ivydale Primary School in Southeast London, a very multicultural place. There were Christian kids, Muslim kids, Sikh kids, Hindu kids, you name it. From a very young age, we were taught to respect one another's beliefs. It was never okay for one child to be singled out and bullied for his or her beliefs. This is something very basic, uncomplicated, and actually something which is integral to the healthy development and progress of any society in the world. But today, those who are adults are given the green light to express the most wild, accusatory, discriminatory, and insensitive things. And now these hateful sentiments, under the pretense of freedom of speech, are being perpetuated by the political systems, by the media, and even by a lot of the people. 1 out of 5 humans on Earth is a Muslim. Why is it okay to insult these 1.5 billion people? They'll say, well, Islam is violent. Nope. Did you know that only 0.023% of Muslims operate under terrorist organizations? They say that Islam is barbaric. Nope. Did you know that the wars fought by the Holy Prophet were fought when the enemies had come to kill him, his followers, and their families? Some people say that the Quran is dangerous. Really? Have you read it? With an open mind? I mean, people are burning it, some are talking about it, others are... Who's actually just reading it? Some say that Muhammad was a pedophile. Nope. Actually, this is not true by any stretch of the imagination. But some have been given the stamp of approval to ensure that this fallacy and this lie reaches you. Have you asked why? The internet is chock full of hatred against Islam and Muslims. And with the amount of unfiltered, unrestricted hatred being spread under the guise of expressions of freedom of speech, it's no wonder why some of these far-right white supremacists go out and murder scores of innocent people. I am not in any way justifying the vile actions of these criminals, but if I was not a Muslim, if I didn't have a Muslim family, if I didn't know the Muslim community, if the only information that I had about Islam and Muslims came from these sources, I would be terrified of Islam and Muslims. They've been completely brainwashed by these anti-Islamic videos, cartoons, movies, and literature. It's uninhibited. Nobody even thinks to question whether such content should be allowed to be aired. Hey, it's all freedom of speech, right? But this is clearly leading to ignorance, hatred, murder and destruction. This is clearly hate speech, but the Tarot defines it as freedom of speech. Some get confused, thinking that, well, we do have freedom of speech. After all, there's plenty of popular Islamic content out there as well, isn't there? Well, of course, sure there is. As long as you're passive in the face of the Tarot, it's fine because it comes under the umbrella of the Tarot. They have no problems with this passive, whitewashed, opium of the masses religion, which doesn't get involved with socio-political affairs. But the moment a Muslim confronts them with the revolutionary ideology, with pure Mohammedan Islam, that's when suddenly they don't like that kind of freedom of speech. By the way, this may be one of the wisdoms behind the Quran when it says, the right way has become clear from wrong. So whoever rejects the Tarot and believes in Allah has grasped the most trustworthy handhold, which will never break. Right and wrong are very clear and distinct from one another, but people get confused because they haven't rejected the Tarot, the system of kufr. America, for instance, only if you reject it will the truth become clear for you. Until then, you're going to keep on believing that you have freedom and freedom of expression. I can freely practice my religion. I can freely do majalis here. We can even have our own channels. The system is so kind to us. Wake up! The system is destroying your religion. It's like somebody living in the Matrix but never questioning it. Why would the Matrix have a problem with you if you don't reject it? The moment you do is the moment that you truly become free and start to believe. At that moment, the Tarot will show you its true colors. If you want to know who is running the show, look at those who it is a crime to speak against. If you want to know who the puppet masters are, then don't look at the politicians. No, no, no. Look at those who, if you question them, you will be punished. If you want to know who your master is, then look at what falls outside of the umbrella of the Tarot, not what's inside. You need to know that something far more sinister than these cartoons and the burning of the Quran is happening. On the same day that the Charlie Hebdo cartoons were published, protests were erupting against it and the world media was keeping people's attention there. Imam Khamenei was announcing that the UAE betrayed the world of Islam, Arab nations, regional countries, and Palestine itself. This is what's really going on. A major Islamic country has now normalized ties with the cancerous Zionist entity of Israel, which is the enemy of Allah and your enemy. The Saudis have been caught collaborating with Israel. Oman is collaborating with Israel. Bahrain is collaborating with Israel. When the Muslim world is being led in this direction, it is going to affect you wherever you are. Rest assured, you are going to start to see more Muslims, more so-called Islamic scholars and community leaders leading the communities globally down the fiery slope of collaborating with Zionists, whether through the guise of interfaith dialogue or peace or freedom of speech. The Muslim world is being duped into abandoning our Palestinian brethren and the cause of Al-Quds, the land where Prophet Jesus will pray behind the Mahdi when he comes. This is the real core issue. Eclipsed completely by the frenzy of obvious attacks and insults against Islam. Trump is the buffoon that just absorbs all the attention. He can't even say United Arab Emirates.
I also want to thank Oman, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates, and the United Arab Emirates, and the United Arab Emirates.
And while eyes are on him, his purely Zionist Jewish son-in-law, Jared Kushner, leads the US-Israeli delegation to the UAE. And this has everything to do with freedom of speech. Back in 2006, Imam Khamenei warned us when the enemies did the same thing, attacking the Prophet. He said, the arrogant Zionist network and the intelligence organizations of the United States and Britain are fomenting conflict and disturbance all over the Islamic world. The Zionists are the head of the snake. They are financing this entire entire thing. They are encouraging others to attack Islam. They are the ones orchestrating the Islamophobia. They are the ones behind thousands of films, computer games, and the like intended to stigmatize the face of Islam. And know this, the cancerous entity of Israel, which is nothing but a base and a launch pad for attacking the Muslims, Christians, and Jews of the region, and to serve the interests of the global Zionist elite, this horrendous violator of human rights has been legitimized through what has been referred to as the Holocaust industry. The Holocaust. The idea that 6 million Jews were murdered by a right-wing white supremacist Christian leader in Europe. Somehow, this justifies the occupation of Palestine and the displacement, murder, and genocide of the Palestinian people. Now, the reality that the Zio-Americans exploit the memory of the Holocaust for the political and financial interests of Israel is pretty common knowledge. But hang on a moment. Why is nobody allowed to question the Holocaust? Why is nobody allowed to even academically study the Holocaust without being restricted, censored, and defamed? Imam Khamenei says, there are many individuals in European countries, including scientists, scholars, historians, and journalists, who do not dare to express their doubts about this issue. There are also some who believe that the whole issue is a lie, but they do not dare to say so because they have seen that whoever has said so has been punished, prosecuted, and imprisoned, and has been deprived of his rights. Insulting the sanctities of 1.5 billion Muslims? 100% freedom of speech. This is your human right. Try saying a word against Israel. Try saying a word against Zionist Jews. Try even hinting at the possibility of academically researching whether the Holocaust actually did take place. You will be immediately branded as an anti-Semite, ridiculed as a Holocaust denier, an extremist, a terrorist. You will lose your job, your credentials. They will utterly destroy you. Why? Because the stick that holds up the entire umbrella of the Taghut is the Holocaust and the narrative of their entire system of deception and kufr and oppression. Anyone who dares question that stick, that is not allowed. Questioning that stick doesn't fall under their definition of freedom of speech. If you want to know who is misleading the Ummah, then look no further than those who are perpetuating the narrative of the Holocaust industry, those who are working with the Zionists.
If we didn't have Saudi Arabia, we wouldn't have a big base, probably. I mean, if you look at Israel, Israel would be in big trouble without Saudi Arabia.
My prophet and my holy book teaches me to defend this land with my blood, with my soul, with my money, with my family. And my land is the United States of America.
Their entire facade of freedom of speech is only there to paint a false idea that you're living in a free and open society by allowing all the colorful opinions except the opinions that actually matter. And speaking of free press, why do you think the UK really banned Press TV? The only real news channel that was giving a completely fresh outlook as compared to the different shades of deception presented by the others. This other perspective gets blocked? And just look at how the enemy is targeting Islamic Pulse particularly. Why do the morons on Memory TV keep choosing our clips, cherry-picking our messages to attempt to brand us as deviant extremists? If free speech actually exists, then why has Dr. Kate Godfrey Fawcett, who provided us with research for the Machination series, been attacked and her career and means of livelihood destroyed for nothing other than voicing legitimate concerns regarding relationship and sex education in the UK? She was raising legitimate safeguarding concerns and alerting parents to what was happening. Do parents not have the right to know what their children will be taught in schools in the UK? I don't get it. Fox News and others reported that some poor economic student was deported from the USA. They purposefully mentioned a government official told the New York Times that Derani was the administrator of a YouTube channel called Islamic Pulse. This is how they make blatant lies, and this is how pathetic they are. This poor kid, we don't even know who he is. We heard about him for the first time from the New York Times news report, and we haven't met him or even talked to him ever. He has nothing whatsoever to do with Islamic Pulse. It is so obvious that they are trying to target and intimidate us. For what? Islamic Pulse is a media outlet. Where is our right to freedom of speech? With over 40,000 subscribers with the limited views, meanwhile being recommended absolute trash videos, people aren't stupid. It's so obvious that YouTube and the others are attempting to control the narrative. If you truly believe in free speech, why did you attack Sheikh Farooq Sikilishvar and Sheikh Hamza Sodagar for elaborating on the Islamic Academia on the LGBT issue? Why did you attack Sayyid Muzammil, a US citizen, lecturer, and public speaker whose trial is about to start, for which the initial legal fees amount to $300,000. Why did you kidnap journalist sister Marzia Hashemi and treat her like a criminal? Why did the FBI murder Malcolm Shabazz, the grandson of Shaheed Malcolm X? Why do you keep blocking our content on social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter? After Shaheed Qasem Soleimani was murdered by the American regime, why did you block myself and hundreds of thousands of others from social media platforms? You want to silence us, but that ain't gonna happen. You have no control. Our content reaches all those who Allah wishes it to reach, and you can't even control an atom without the permission of Allah. You will never silence us. Let me introduce you to Maytham al-Thamar. He was informed by Imam Ali that because of the love he has for the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, his tongue would be cut out. The Taghut crucified Maytham, but he did not stop praising Imam Ali, and so the enemies were forced to cut out his tongue. If you want to stop us from speaking, you better be prepared to crucify us and cut out our tongues, because we will never stop loving Imam Ali, we will never stop preaching Islam, and we will never stop exposing you. O Zionists, wherever you are, know this, we will never be silenced, because the one that we love most is a man who, when he was asked what is the best form of jihad, he said, "Kalimat haqqin 'inda sultanin jahil," to speak a word of truth in the face of a tyrant ruler. You know who that man was? The praised one, the seal of the prophets, the mercy for the worlds, the beloved one, the chosen one, the best of all creation, Muhammad. No wonder you hate him. One out of five human beings on this planet recognize him as the final and greatest prophet, and that number is going to increase. No wonder you're afraid of him. Despite your best attempts to snub out the light of Allah, to invade our lands, to kill us, to defame us, and to turn Muslims against each other, Islam is still victorious, and the descendant and successor of Muhammad is coming very soon to rid the world of your fitna. No wonder you're angry. So die in your anger, die in your fear, and die in your hatred. دعوا اليأس جانبا وتسلحوا بالأمل. دعوا الوهن جانبا واشحذوا الهمم والعزائم. طالب الحكومات العربية بالحد الأدنى أن توقف التقضية مع إسرائيل. وطالب الشعوب العربية أن تقف إلى جانب فلسطين وشعب فلسطين وترفض أي شكل من أشكال التقضية مع هذا العدو. والله هي أوهن من بيت العنكبوت.